This is Chris Grabowski. I'd like to take you on a tour demonstration of the Brelnote M-Power from Humanware. I have in front of me a Brelnote BT-18 M-Power that used to be a classic. It got the transplant. It's running Keysoft version 6.2 build 25. And it's also running GPS 3.3. Let's turn on the Brelnote M-Power. On the left-hand side of the Brelnote M-Power, you'll find a rocker switch. If you flip it towards you, you'll turn the device on.
Main menu.
And it says main menu. Let's actually do a discussion of the M-Power. For those of you that don't know what the Brelnote M-Power is, it's the latest generation of Notetaker/PDA from Humanware that has a lot of new functionality built into it. On the back of the Brelnote M-Power, going from left to right, you have the power jack where your AC adapter plugs in.
Word processor.
You, next to that, you have a USB slave or client port, which is to connect to the computer for active sync purposes. Underneath that, you have an SD for secure digital slot. Going to the right, you have a compact flash slot. Then you have a serial port. Next to the serial port, you have two USB ports, and these are these will power some devices, such as thumb drives and things of that nature. Then you have the 56K modem jack. Then you have an infrared port. That's the back of the device. On the right-hand side, you have a PCMCIA slot, which can accommodate a compact flash card with adapters. On the left-hand side, you have a record button going from front to back. Then you have an earphone jack, a microphone jack, and the reset or the on-off switch, and then a reset button. On the front of the Brelnote, you have four thumb keys, and they're used to navigate with the Braille display. They also have voice note M-Powers, which are basically Braille notes without the Braille display. So it's a speech-only device where the Braille note is a speech and Braille device. There are four types of Braille notes. There's a Braille note BT, which is a Braille input keyboard, a Braille note QT, which is a QWERTY input keyboard, and you can get those in 18 and 32 cell Braille displays. Then there's a voice note QT, which is a QWERTY input keyboard, and a Braille note BT, or a voice note BT, which is the Braille input keyboard. On the top of the Braille note BT, you have the six input keys, and then you have .7, which is backspace, .8, which is enter, and your spacebar. So let's turn the device back on again.
Main menu.
And you have your main menu. You start out at the main menu.
Word processor.
And if you press the space bar, you can travel through the menu system. This is the word processor.
Planner.
A planner for scheduling appointments.
Address list.
An address list for phone numbers and addresses of people that if you use KeySync, you can synchronize with Outlook, and you can synchronize your planner with Outlook.
Email.
Your email facility.
Internet.
Browsing the internet.
Media center.
Media center, which you can play MP3 files and record memos in there as well.
Book reader.
A book reader, which is pretty much a read-only word processor.
Scientific calculator.
Scientific calculator.
GPS.
Global positioning system, which this is actually an add-on.
File manager. Utilities. Terminal for screen reader.
So the utilities, actually you can set the time, the date, and things like that. The terminal for screen reader is to hook up to the Braille display.
Remote synthesizer.
To use the Braille note as a remote synthesizer.
Keyboard learn.
Go in here and keyboard learn, and you can type any keys, and it'll tell you what it does.
For information, press space with I. For the options menu, press space with O anywhere. End of menu.
So now we've traveled through the menu. If you hit your spacebar key again.
Main menu.
You're back to the top.
Word processor.
Let's go into the word processor.
Planner, word processor.
We press enter.
Keyword menu. Create a document.
We create a document.
Drive, press enter for compact flash.
So it's actually the last time this Braille note was used, it was looking at the compact flash drive, so we'll go to flash disk, so we spacebar down. And actually, if we don't know how to do anything, we can use the space with H command, which is context-sensitive help. So let's see what happens.
For the flash disk, press F. For a compact flash card, press C. For a PC card, press P. For an SD card, press S. For the Keysoft system disk, press K. For a network drive, press N. To review the list of drives, press space. Drive, press enter for compact flash.
So let's press F for flash disk.
Flash disk, folder name, press enter for none.
I'm going to type in general, G-E-N-E-R-A-L. And I'm using grade 2 Braille.
General document to create.
We'll create test. Grade 2 Braille also.
Test top of document. Blank.
So now we can write a document.
Hello. I am writing on the Blindle.
Whoops.
Blindle. Braille.
The Braille note mPower has a spell checker. If we do a space with .16.
English spelling dictionary to use. Currently USA. Spelling checker menu.
So now we're in the spell checker.
Document check.
And I'm just pressing spacebar through the menu.
Look up word.
Document check.
Document check. mPower. Option.
mPower's not in the dictionary, so we can ignore it.
Ignoring mPower. Spell check complete. 9 words checked. 1 unknown word found. Black.
Okay, now if we exit our document.
Exit. Keyword menu.
Do a space with E.
Exit. Main menu.
Space with E again, and we're back to the main menu. Let's press the space bar and go to Planner.
Planner.
Press Enter.
Plan menu. Open planner.
Let's open the planner.
Key plan calendar. Date. Press enter for Sunday, November 13, 2005. Today.
That's fine, so we'll hit enter.
Sunday, November 13, 2005. Today.
Now what we can do is we can add an appointment.
Appointment time.
What time is our appointment? Our appointment is 3 o'clock. So we'll do a number sign.
Number sign. 3, colon, 0, 0, space. PM.
P for PM.
End time or length. Press enter for 3:30 PM. 30 minutes.
Okay, so our appointment is for a half hour.
Appointment title.
What's our appointment?
Watch.
TV.
TV period. Location.
Location. What's the location?
Living.
Where does the appointment take place?
Room. Recurrence. Press enter for once.
So now we can have it a reoccurring appointment. If we don't know what that means, we can do space with H and see what happens.
To have this appointment occur only once, press O. To have this appointment recur daily, press D. For weekly recurrence, press W. For monthly, press M. For yearly, press Y. To move forward or back through the appointment details list, press space or press backspace. To exit the list, press space with E. Recurrence, press enter for once.
Once is fine.
Set an alarm on this appointment, press enter for no.
Do we want to set an alarm on this appointment? Let's do that.
Yes, warning time. Press enter for 15 minutes, 2:45 p.m.
So at 2:45, we can have it give us a warning.
Show time as, press enter for busy.
And I just pressed enter.
Mark as private.
Pressed enter again.
Press enter for no. End of list.
So we'll do a space with E.
Exit. Schedule this appointment. Yes. Appointment scheduled.
Now,
3:30 p.m.
Now the appointment is there. So if I go back to the main menu.
Main menu.
And I do a space with O to go to the options menu, and then the letter N, it'll tell me my next appointment.
You have one appointment today. Your next appointment is watch TV today at 3:00 to 3:30 p.m. An alarm is set to give a warning of 15 minutes.
So it tells you that. That's pretty cool. And you can find out your next appointment no matter where you are, in Keysoft, in the middle of a document, middle of writing an email message, whatever you want to do, you can find your next appointment. Now let's go to the address list. We'll hit A to go to the address list from the main menu.
P-list menu. Add address. Look up address.
And I'm spacebarring through the menus.
Copy addresses. Emboss addresses. Print addresses. Set up options.
You can do quite a bit.
End of menu. P-list add address.
So let's just add an address.
Entry list for address list.
Spacebar down.
Last name. First name, last
name. So let's type in.
Cool. Tech, first name.
BL for blind. Blind, cool tech.
Blind, middle name. Title. Home phone number. Business phone number. Cell phone number. Home email address, business email address.
Let's see.
Computer braille is required.
BL.
Cap. Link will check at. Mail period. Com. Home fax not business fax street address.
So you can put a lot of information in the address list. So we'll do a space with E and get out of here.
Exit. Add this record.
And then answer yes.
Yes, record added. P-list menu.
So now if we look up.
Add address. Look up address. Selection list for address list. Last name.
So we'll look up cool.
Cool, blind, cool, check.
So it's there. So we'll spacebar through the options.
Last name, cool, check. First name, blind. Business email address, blind, cool, check, at mail.com.
And it only shows you the fields that you enter.
End of list.
So now we'll go back to the main menu.
Main menu. Work cross platform internet. Media set internet.
You can browse the internet with the Braille Note, which is pretty good. Using a wireless card or a wired card or the modem or however you wanted to do it, you can do it. It's very, very intuitive.
Media center.
You can play music with your media center.
Media menu. Media player.
Let's play a song.
Play media file in which folder? Press enter for general. Drive. Press enter for flash disk.
I just hit the backspace key to get to the drive prompt.
Time list. Compact flash. Play media file in which folder? Press enter for none. Music. Media file to play. Press enter for 15, I'm in a hurry, and don't know why, .mp3.
That's good
your
enough.
Your braille is required.
So we'll press enter.
I'm in a hurry to get things done, oh I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry. And
I can go back to the main menu.
Main menu.
While the music's playing, I can work, so we'll do enter with dots 1 and 3, and we'll turn the media player volume down, and we can still do things.
Email.
enter with X will start and stop the media player. So that's nice.
Book reader. Scientific calculator.
I'm going to put a wireless card, wireless network card, in the Braille note.
Network card ready.
Good. Now we'll go back to the main menu.
Main menu.
We'll go to the internet browser. So we'll do I from the main menu.
Address. Press enter for www.blinkgoalcheck.com/.
Now we'll press enter.
Connect using which configuration? Home wireless.
Then I just spacebar down to it and hit enter.
Please wait. Connected to home wireless. Please wait. Connected to home wireless. Please wait. Blind Cool Tech Podcast. Home. Subscribe. Frequently asked questions. Submissions. Contact. Credits. Logo. Making chili. 11/12/2005 Damian McCorrow. Damian cooks a chili dish and shares some useful cooking tips. He closes with a short comedy segment on cooking. 30 megabytes. More on dogs. 11/11/2005 Larry Scutcheon. Join Larry for the morning walk while we talk a little more about guide dogs. 33 megabytes. Jim on relationships. 11/10/2005 Jim Gammon. Jim shares some great information, including a 4.8 data on relationship. John Sinager interview. Guitar runover. No model. DS2 review.
So let's press enter on DS2 review and see what happens.
Linking. Please wait. Loading media. Blind Cool Tech Podcast.
This is Jamie Pauls. Today I would like to discuss the Olympus DS2.
So I am streaming the media from the website. Now I can go back to the main menu.
Main menu. Word processor. Planner. Address list. Email. Internet. Media center. Book reader.
And it's still streaming the media.
GPS. File manager.
So we'll do a enter with X. And we'll stop the media. Actually, it's muted the media.
Terminal for screen reader.
One thing I want to show you we haven't really talked about is Bluetooth. The Braille Note M-Power has Bluetooth capabilities. And to have Bluetooth connectivity with the Braille Note is wonderful because you can use a Bluetooth GPS receiver to get your, if you have GPS, and it makes it wireless. The receiver that I am currently have in my hand is a GPS receiver from Holix. It's the 236. It's very slim. It's Bluetooth. And it has a switch on the side to turn the GPS receiver on or off. So I'm going to flip the receiver on. And then I'm going to go into the options menu.
Options menu.
Go down to connectivity or hit C for connectivity.
Connectivity menu.
B for Bluetooth.
Bluetooth on. Currently no.
Answer yes.
Yes, starting Bluetooth. Please wait.
Now what you have to do is you have to pair the device. You have to pair the device. And this Braille Note has been actually hard reset, so it doesn't remember any of the pairing details. So we'll answer yes.
Yes, searching for Bluetooth devices. Please wait.
Now the Braille Note's trying to find the GPS receiver.
Bluetooth devices.
So now we'll press the space bar and see what happens.
Alex KP Slim 236.
Good, found it. So we'll press enter.
List of services for Alex KP Slim 236. Active sync.
Press spacebar. Hit enter on active sync.
Pair with Alex KP Slim 236 and activate active sync.
So we'll answer yes.
Yes, authentication code.
The authentication code is a code that's shared by the two devices that will allow the two devices to talk to each other. So the authentication code for the Holix is 0000. So we'll do number sign 0000. And we'll press enter.
Active sync.
Good. Now what we have to do is, for the M-Power, you have to, when you pair it, you have to reset. So we'll reset.
Soft CD version 6.2. Build 25. Main menu.
Now let's go into the GPS and see what happens.
GPS version 3.3 Empower loading maps. 2 maps loaded. GPS menu. Start GPS.
So we'll start the GPS.
GPS detected. Acquire position. Good. 6 satellites.
Oh, cool. So, in the time that it took me to reset the M-Power, to pair the M-Power and reset the M-Power and go into GPS, the Holix has already acquired the signal for the GPS. So let's see what happens if I flip the switch off on the Holix.
Bluetooth receiver not detected. Press V for virtual.
Okay, so Bluetooth receiver is not detected. Press V for virtual. We can actually get out of the GPS.
Main menu.
And go back to the options menu. Go to connectivity.
Connectivity menu.
Bluetooth.
Currently, yes.
Answer no.
No connectivity menu. Main menu.
If you turn the Bluetooth radio off when you're not using it, you will save on your battery. The final thing I want to touch on with the M-Power is the recording capability. To use the M-Power as a digital voice recorder so that you can record quick notes or whatever you want to record with the M-Power. So on the side of the M-Power, you have a record button. So you press it, and it beeps. And now I can say, or right now it's actually recording what I'm saying. So if I wanted to take down a tracking number or whatever, I can go into the store instead of opening a Word keyword document, typing it in, doing whatever, I can just hit the button and record on the fly. So we'll press the record button again, it'll stop. So to play back the recording, it's in the Media Center. So we'll do M for Media Center.
Media menu.
And we'll do P for Playback Recording.
Playback memos in which folder? Press enter for my memos.
So press enter.
List of memos. Most recent first in my memos folder. 1:43 and 02 seconds p.m. today. Memo.
So we'll press enter.
And it beeps. And now I can say, or right now it's actually recording what I'm saying. So if I wanted to take down a tracking number or whatever, I can go into the store instead of opening a Word keyword document, typing it in, doing whatever, I can just hit the button and record on the fly. So we'll press the record button again and it'll stop.
1:43 and 02 seconds p.m. today. Memo.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this demonstration of the BrailleNote M-Power BT18 from Humanware. If you have would like to look up any information on the Braille Note Humanware's website is www.humanware.com. If you have any questions, you can email me at chrisg@buffalo.edu.